Okay, gentlemen, we are on Zayin Amud Beis. We are in the wide lines already at the two dots, about eight lines in to the wide lines. Okay, today we're going to discuss numerous agadotis, including the beginning ones, which are discussing challenging Rishayim. I don't mean challenge the Rishayim that are challenging, but I mean that, you know, taking on Rishayim. Right, where you put the comma. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Mutal Isgaras B'Rishoyim B'Olam Hazeh. You're allowed to challenge, you're allowed to go to fight Rishoyim in this world. Shenemar, because it says in Mishlei Perek Chav Ches Pasuk Dalid Oz Ve'Sori Yahalu Rasha V'Shomrei Sori Isgaru Bam. The Oz Ve'Torah, the people who leave Torah, praise the Rasha, but the people who keep the Torah, they're going to challenge the Rishoyim. Tanya Namiyach, we learned in the Bryce as well. Rab Dustai, Rab Mosin Omer, Mutal Isgaras B'Rishoyim Bolam Hazeh. You're allowed to challenge the Rishoyim in this world. Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, quote, Oz Vesor Yahalalu Rasha, and he quotes the same Pasuk we had before. The people who abandon Torah, they praise the Rishoyim. And then, V'im Lechashcha Adam, if you whisper in a person's ear, Lomar, to say the following, it becomes difficult. Meaning, if you are a whisper in somebody's ear to make it difficult for them, that's referring to the Rishoyim. Asks the Gemara, should you really challenge the Rishoyim? I, the Hawk Siv, it says in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Aleph, quote, Al Tischar Bemereim, Al Tikane Beose Ovla. And the way we teach this Pasuk is the word Tis. Char means don't challenge the Rishoyim. And the word tikana means jealous. So it sounds like this from the interpretation of the Pasuk is that you're not allowed to challenge the Rishoyim. Emor lo, tell him the following. Mi shalibo nakva, somebody who's scared from Averos in his hands, Omer Cain will say this. Ella, that's who somebody scared of Averos will say such a thing. Ella, the correct interpretation of the word tisacher, of that word, is not from somebody who desires, so to speak, but that's if somebody wants to be like them. And therefore it says, Al tischar bimereim. Don't desire to be like the people who are Rishoyim. It doesn't mean don't challenge them. It means don't desire to be like them. Liyos kimereim al tikane beose avla. Don't be jealous of those people who do averes, right? Sometimes it's a challenge in our lives. Liyos kaose avla, to be like the people who do evil things. It's a challenge in our lives that sometimes you see people having an amazing time who are violating all kinds of Yisurim and you want to join them. Says the Pasuk, don't be jealous of them, don't try to join them, because eventually they'll get doors. Now the Baisa continues, it's going to bring an additional Pasuk that brings a proof that the interpretation of the Pasuk is the way we just explained it. The Omer, and it says in Mishlei Perichav Gimel Pasuk Yitzayin, quote, Al yikana libcha bichatoim, don't be jealous in your heart of the sinners. Why? And not why. Ki im biyiras Hashem kol hayom. One should be within the people who are in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every day. End quote. So it's clear from this pasuk that al yikana libcha bichatoim is referring to don't be jealous of the people who are involved in evil doings. Eni, is this so? Is it true? Now we're asking, is it true that you can challenge the people who are Rishayim? V'am Rav Yitzchakim Ra'isa Rasha Shasha Misachek Eslo. If you see a Rasha who's doing well, let's say he's doing well in business or the like, Al Tizgaribo, don't challenge him, Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, quote, Yachilu derachav becholeis, meaning he's going to succeed each and every moment. So therefore, don't challenge him, right? Why not? Because the other guy is going to be successful. Furthermore, velo, oh, not only that, Ella, when he is doing well, zoyche bedin, he's going to win bedin, not only din down here, we're talking about the din, shalmala, shenemar, because the pasuk continues, quote, marom mishpatecha minegdo, meaning the end quote, meaning the paranios, the punishments and all of the travails that come to Russia go according to the mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are removed and they are distant from him. Minegdo, they are distant from him. Velo Odin. Furthermore, a third question: Elisharoa Bitsarov. He's going to see victory over his enemies. This Russia, Shenemar, because it says at the end of the pasuk, called Sarov
Yafiach Bahem, meaning based on his neficha, which is like his blowing, the way they used to blow away the chaff from the kernel. You know, they do wheat like this, and then the chaff scatters from the kernel. That's how the Rasha is going to deal with the person who challenges him. Similar to like Rob Gronkowski, you know, a guy jumps on him, he just blows him off like he's not there. Says the Gemara, so now we have our Kasha. Should we challenge a Rasha, or should we not challenge a Rasha? Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha, there's no difficulty. And the Gemara is going to give numerous answers. So you can put a one with a circle, so when you get back to it later, it's easy to chazer. Ha, b'mili didei, you ask her to challenge the Rishayim, is b'mili didei, meaning with Dvarim Gashmiim, with physical things. Ha, b'mili dishmaya, but you are allowed to challenge the Rasha when it comes to spiritual things. Just by the spiritual things, that's not where the Rasha has his advantage. That's where you have the advantage. Answer number two on the board. E by Yisema, if you want, I'll tell you. Ha, b'mili dishmaya, the one place to challenge the Rasha is mili dishmaya in spiritual endeavors, and the other place is also in spiritual endeavors. Why is it not difficult? V'loi kasha. Ha, b'rasha shasha, m'sachek eslo. One is with a Rosh who's already succeeding. Stay away from that guy. And the case where you do challenge the Rosh is with the hour is where he's not being successful. Answer number three on the board. Both cases, one where you are supposed to challenge and one place where you are not supposed to challenge, is dealing where a Rosh is being successful. V'loi kasha, there's no difficulty. Habit tzadik gomer, we're talking about the challenger. If the challenger is a tzadik gomer, go challenge away. Because since he's such a tzadik, he's not no concern about the Rosh. V'ha b'tzadik she'eno gomer. In the case where you're not supposed to challenge, is by a tzadik who is not completely a tzadik, and therefore he's got warts. When you got warts, they find your warts, and they're going to penetrate and be successful. Amar Rav Huna, now the Gemara is going to bring a proof that there's a difference between the Tzadik Gomer and the Tzadik She'eno Gomer, which of course is not a problem for you guys because you're all Tzadik and Gemurim. Amar Rav Huna, my Dixiv, what does it mean in Pasuk Habakkuk, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel? I'll read you the whole Pasuk. Tohorei Naim, those who are pure of eyes, Miros Ra, from seeing evil, Va'beit El Amal Utucha, they're not going to see Amal, they're not going to see hard work. Continues the pasuk which you have in front of you. Lama tamit bogdim. What are you staring at the treacherous ones? Tachrish bibala rasha tzadik mimenu. He's going to be swallowed up by a rasha who is more righteous than him. So the pasuk explains that a rasha could destroy a tzadik at the end of the pasuk. Bibala rasha tzadik mimenu. That a rasha is going to swallow up somebody's more righteous than him. Says the Gemara, v'chi rasha balei a tzadik. Is a rasha going to swallow up a tzadik? I the hawk sieve, it says about a tzaddik pen to Hillim, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Gimel. Hashem lo yozvein biyado. Hashem is not going to abandon us. The pasuk continues, which you don't have in front of you. Velo yashenu bishvato. He's not going to be evil in his judgment. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch is not going to abandon us in the hands of a Rasha. Uks, even furthermore, it says in Mishlei Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Chav Aleph, lo yunet lehatzadik kol oven. That a Rasha cannot challenge any, cannot do any bad to a tzaddik. Ella, so in order to reconcile the contradiction in a pasuk, we have to say, how do we know when a tzaddik won't be abandoned versus when a tzaddik will be abandoned? We know the answer already. Tzaddik mimenu boleya. Somebody who is a tzaddik more than a Rasha, but is not a tzaddik gomor, he's going to be swallowed up. Tzaddik gomor, somebody who's a full-fledged tzaddik, like Rabbi Friedman, ain't a boleya, won't be swallowed up. That's answer number one. Answer number two, it doesn't depend on the tzaddik, it depends on the Rasha. If the Rasha is successful, he has the ability to take on the tzaddik because somehow he has the merits, not the merits, but at that particular moment, he's doing well, avoid that particular Rasha. This could be why you're not supposed to go to Beis Din against a goy in Av, because that's the show of Misachek Eslo. That's the show that he is already successful. The guy, they've been able to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, so avoid all but they did him in Av. Okay, the Gemara is going to bring additional Maimarim in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who's saying in the name of Rabbi Shimba Yochai. Rabbi Shimba Yochai, Kol Hakoveya Makom Letfilaso. Anybody who establishes a place to daven, he establishes a Makom Kavua. Right, not once in a while, but always. Oivav noflim tachtav. His enemies who try to fight him will fall to him. Okay, and they can't challenge him. Shene'emar, because it says in Shmuel Beis Perek Zayin, V'samti mokom la'ame Yisrael, I have given a place for the nation of Israel, unitativ, and I planted it, v'shachei tachtav, and I've dwelled underneath them, Hashem, v'lo yirgaz, oh, they don't have to be scared anymore, v'lo yusifu b'nei avla la'anosa kasher b'rishona, and I won't be increasing to cause you damage like you have initially. Meaning, this person who establishes a place, he has nothing to fear. Okay, so we see the importance of establishing a makom kavua, in particular for davening. We'll see how it plays out even more in terms of where you learn, or both. Rav Huna Rami, Rav Huna asked the following stira. See, it says Shmuel v'lo yisifu b'nei avla la'ano, so that the b'nei avla, the people who are off the derech, they won't be able to hurt us, give us inoy uksiv, but it says in Divrei Yomim, v'lo yosifu b'nei avla lekaloso, they won't be able to destroy us anymore. So which one is it? Is it destroy or torture? Says they won't be able to do that to us. Says the Gemara, we're going to betchila la'anoso, initially, okay, when we build the Beis HaMikdash to protect us, they won't have the ability to torture us, ulebeso, but after we sin, okay, at least with our tefillah, they won't have the ability, lakaloso, they won't have the ability to destroy us anymore, because tefillah has now replaced the mikdash as our protection. So initially, they won't have the ability to cause us pain or to cause us to sin, and now they won't cause us to be destroyed. The Gemara is going to bring additional mamarim. Greater is the service of a Talmud Chacham than learning from him. Why is that? Because when one services a Talmud Chacham, he learns halacha. He learns what to do. He doesn't necessarily just learn from him, but by watching him, you learn tremendous things. Shenemar, because it says in Malachim Beis, Perek Gimel, Po Elisha ben Shaphat, Asher Yitzak Mayim al Yedei Eliyahu. We're referring to Elisha, who was servicing Eliyahu, okay? And the Gemara says, Lomad, Lo Nemar Eliyatzak. It doesn't say that he learned from Eliyahu. It rather says he served Eliyahu. That the Shimush is greater. Melamed, this teaches us, Shegedola Shimusha Yosem Elimuda, very famous expression. Shimush, service of a Talmud Chacham, is greater than learning from him. Because the intent of the Pasuk is to highlight that Elisha would go out of his way to take care of Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay? And so therefore, that's why it's critical. And therefore, the Gemara in Kiddushin also says, Yosef is a Shaila, what's greater, Limud or Maisa? And there the Gemara concludes, at least according to Rashi, that Maisa is greater, and this fits in right here, because this is the Maisa of servicing a Talmud Chacham. So you have an opportunity to drive a Talmud Chacham, it's Kedai. I learned more in my drive with Rosh Hechter one place than I have, you know, from sitting in a shir. I know that firsthand, right? Just in that casual conversation and the way you watch and behave and treat even the toll collectors, you learn a tremendous insight. Amar le Rav Yitzchak le Rav Nachman, it says Rav Yitzchak to Rav Nachman, Mayi taima lo asimar le b'nei koshno le b'nei knishasa le tzoluye. So Rav Yitzchak asked Rav Nachman, no, why'd you come to shul to daven? Amar le. So Rav Nachman says back to Rav Yitzchak, lo yichilna, I couldn't. I was sick. Amr lay, so Yitzchak says back to Rav Nachman, nu, lekan fe lemar asar litzlay, she gathered up 10 guys in your house and davened. When I broke my leg, we made a minion in the house. Amr lay, so Rav Nachman says, trichli milsa, this was too much of a tircha, too much of a disturbance in order for me to do it, and therefore I couldn't do this. So Yitzchak says back to following Einfeld, v'leim leimar l'shlucha de tzibura, why don't you say to the, find out from the shlucha tzibur, that when the time that they're davening in the Beis HaKnesses, when the community is davening, let them notify you so you could mekave in the exact moment they're davening Shmoneh Esrei, so you could daven Shmoneh Esrei at the same exact time. And today, get a text message when they're davening Shmoneh Esrei so you know exactly when they're davening Shmoneh Esrei, and somehow you get lumped together with the community. What is all this? Why do I have to bother? Amalei, the Amr of Yochanan, Shimon Yishimon ben Yochai. Does Rabbi Yochanan say in the name of Shimon Yochai? My dechsiv, what does it mean in Pasuk when it says, Va'ani silasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon? We say this all the time when we open up the Aron. That David HaMelech was asking, let it be the will of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that when I daven, it should be an eis ratzon. So why? That any time I daven is an eis ratzon, a masai eis ratzon, b'shashet tzibor mispalin. No, it's only when the tzibor is mispalin That's when the tefillah of the yachid is mekubal. So when is the eitz rotzen? You have to daven always when the tzibur is davening. So Biyosi Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehachi says a different raya. He says, Ko Amar Hashem, say it the Lord be eitz rotzon at the time of rotzon, at the time of will, ani sicha, I will answer you. So that's when the tzibur is mispowling. That's when the tzibur is davening, when you should join in. So you always have to be careful to daven not only tefillah b'tzibur, but if you can't daven b'tzibur, it's best to daven at the same time of the tzibur. Rav Acha Rav Chanina Amar Mehochi says a different limud. He says, Hein el kabir velo yimas kabir koach lev. That's all pasuk. Meaning, God is not going to be disappointed or disgusted with the tefillah of the beer, which is the tefillah of the rabbim. Uksiv, and furthermore it says, quote, Padeh b'shalom navshi mikarav li, ki berabim hayu amdi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem me peacefully. Why? Because I am davening with the tzibur. Ki berabim hayu amdi. David HaMelech was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, redeem me peacefully from all my wars, because I am davening with the tzibur. Okay, so we see once again the import of davening bit tzibur, and if you can't daven bit tzibur, at least daven at the same time of the tzibur. Mesiras Nefesh one has to have, it's critical. The Gemara is now going to bring a braisa that comes to teach the Kadosh Baruch who's not never discussed it with the tefillah of a yachid who davens when the tzibur is davening. Tanya Nami Yachid, we learned in the braisa as well. How do we know that the Kadosh Baruch who's not discussed it with the tefillah of the community, of the majority, of the rabbim, of 10 people, Shenemar? Because he quotes the same pasuk we had before, Hein el kabir velo yimas uksiv, and it says further, Padei b'shalom nafshi mikarev li, and the pasuk continues, Ki berabim hayu imadi, because with the rabbim I am with you. So we see once again this notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the rabbim. Rabbi Nosson darshan the pasuk of Padei b'shalom, redeem me peacefully. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol ha'osek in the following three things. Kol ha'osek, number one, b'torah. Number two, b'gemilas chasadim. That these are things to lead to shalom. And number three, u'mispalim im ha'tzibur. And they daven with the tzibur. Malani alav, ki'ilu peda'ani li, u'lebeini beina umo sa'olam. He is if he's going to be redeemed by me, between me and the nations of the world, forever. These three things are in the schus of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? When you do these three things, it's going to be that Yisrael is going to be able to merit as if they're redeemed, and they're going to help rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That is, learning Torah, doing Chesed, and once again, davening Tefillah B'Tzibur, because the Beis HaMikdash was the place which was Misachet all of Klal Yisrael. So if we do these three things, once again, we're going to be Misachet Klal Yisrael. That's through Torah, through Gemilas Chesed, and through this idea of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Furthermore, Amar Yesh Lakish, Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Beis HaKnesset Be'Iro, whoever has a shul in a city, and Baruch Hashem, we have many of them, Eino Nichnas Shamlis, and he doesn't go in there to daven, Eino Nichnas Shamlis Palal, Nikra Shachin Ra. He is called a bad neighbor, the opposite of State Farm. Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, you got the joke? Okay. Shenemar, I was hoping you get the joke. If you didn't get the joke, Ashrecha. Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, Koyamar Hashem, so saith Hashem, I'll call Shechene Harabim to all the evil neighbors, Hanogim Benachlu, touch my inheritance, Asherin Chalti, as Ame, as Yisrael. End quote. So we see that a base Knesset is called the Nachlas Hashem. So when it says in Pasuk, Kol Shochnei Haram, all the evil neighbors, Hanogim Benachlas Asher Inchalti Asami, that they have not come to the Nachlas Hashem, they haven't come to the Beis HaMikdash, they're called the Shochin Ra. V'lo Od, not only that, but this person who doesn't come to the Shul, El Agorim Lo Golus Lo Levanav, he is going to cause Golus, exile, for us to be caused to be between all the nations. Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, Hinani Nosham Me'al Admosim, they're going to be uprooted from their land as Beis Yehuda et Tosh Mitochav. And the Beis Yehuda is going to be uprooted from within their midst. It makes sense. The Shul is what we're going to see tomorrow in a Marsha. The Shul is really in place of the Beis HaMikdash, in place of Eretz Yisrael. If I'm not Machshav the Shul, it means I'm not Machshav the Knesset Klal Yisrael, that of the Geula, that of us being together. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, you're not Machshav that, Golus. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, etc. Rabbi Yochanan, Ikasabi B'Bavel, there are these Alti Yidden in Bavel, these people are really old. Chama. So Rabbi Yochanan wonders, is it possible that people can live to an old life in Bavel? It says, Laman Yirbu Yumechem V'Mevenechem Al Adoma, that you're going to live long in your days for your children. Where? Al HaAdoma, on your land. Where is that land? in Eretz Yisrael. How can people live long in Bavel? Ksiv, aval b'chutzal Eretz lo, but not outside of Eretz Yisrael. So kevin da amrle, then when they told him this, mikadme u'machashche lebeik nishasa. These people who ought to merit long life, they used to get up early and stay late. Where? Dafka in the shul. Amar, hainu da hanila. That's what was successful them. Kedam Yeshua ben Levi, Levaneh, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to his children, Kadimu v'chashichu v'ayla be'knishasa, get up early like you guys do. Get up early and get to shul, and be one of the Arsari Shonim to get to shul. Why? Ki hechi di taras chichai, so in order that the Torah should sustain you. Maradik Marsha here, he says, you know why that is? Because all of the shuls and all of the batei madrashim in Galus, eventually, when Mashiach comes, these very shuls are part of Eretz Yisrael. And what's going to happen is they're going to be brought to Eretz Yisrael intact. So when you come early to shul, it's kilu what? You have a chelak in Eretz Yisrael. We'll continue Amir Tz Hashem tomorrow right from the spot.